Well, John, it ended in defeat in the end, but I think there'll be a lot of positives to take out of this trip.
Yeah, I look at the 7 days as a whole, not just the game. I think we've done okay. We've used the time well. Obviously, to lose the game was not ideal, but I think we've taken a lot of positives out of it.
Young Paul Coughlin, for once, been very good with the ball and taking a great catch to see off Ferenda Sehwag towards the end there. You've seen Mark Stoneman get a century, Gordon Mitchell get a half century. Borthwick's got some runs as well.
Yeah, four out of the top six have had some good time at the crease, which is a start. Obviously, want to get a few more in the next couple of days down at Kent to get some time at the crease as well. The younger seamers, I think, in particular. Chris Rushworth was always going to get into his stride pretty well and pretty quickly. I wasn't too concerned about him, and he's doing well. And, yeah, as you say, Coughlin, Archer, I thought they got into their work well. And Scotty Borthwick's got 45 overs under his belt. This time of the year, that's pretty unusual for a leg spinner.
Yeah, I mean, we were mentioning, as you were heading to the airport to fly out here last week, last year's preparations were ruined by snow and ice, so at least you've managed to get those overs in. And, I mean, Scott said he felt a bit sore after bowling throughout an entire session the other day, but he also said he needed it, so he's going to be the better for it.
Well, he'd have been complaining if he hadn't been bowling, so he can't start complaining if he is bowling. No, it was good. It was good to see him get the overs, and he bowled really well, I thought. I mean, his figures didn't really reflect how well he did bowl. Sehwag obviously played him pretty well today, and he's a decent player of most forms of bowling, but especially spin, so a little bit harsh on Scott's figures there towards the end, but that was good for him. As I say, all the bowlers have got good overs into the legs now, and a few of the batsmen have got some time in.
You mentioned you've got to go to Kent, and then I think there's the university game to come after that, so you've still got about 5 days of cricket to squeeze in between now and the start of the season, but this side that we've seen here was shorn of at least three or four of your regulars because of unavailability and injury.
Yeah, there's obviously a couple of guys away who may very well be away available by the time we get to Northampton. So I'm very confident that Graham will be, Graham Onions. Mark Wood will see. He's got another assessment when we get back to England, see how he's going. Obviously, Paul Colling will be back long before then, so that'll be good. Stokes, he won't be available by that stage. But no, there's a few players definitely going to come back in, and one or two who still might, so...
I think Ben had an operation just after you'd flown out here on his wrist. What's the process there? Is it going to be about 6 weeks, something like that?
I really couldn't be accurate putting a timescale on it. I mean, there's a bone that's broken that needs to heal, and there's not a lot we can do to hurry that along. That's just going to take some time, and he'll have to be patient, and so will we.
Yeah, but he should be at some point available in the first few months of the season, because I think the test series this year is a little bit later, isn't it, against Sri Lanka?
Yeah, the international fixtures are a little different this year. Start with the one-dayers and then go into the test, which is unusual. How that works out with Ben's recovery, I haven't looked too closely at the dates yet, but certainly not. Really only looking as far as Northampton at the moment, and he's not available for that one.
Yeah. Now, you've spent a lot of time working with the younger players. You've brought the likes of Usman Arshad into the side last year. You've seen how some of the others have been progressing, Jamie Harrison and people like that. How much has this tour, for instance, given you food for thought going into the start of the season?
Food for thought and quite a lot of encouragement. I mean, as you mentioned yourself, Paul Coughlin was impressive, and Usman as well has got into his work and seems to have found probably half a yard of pace, I think, since last year, which is good to see. I'm encouraged by it more than say food for thought. There's the squad we have at the moment, there are going to be opportunities, we know that. So to see the young guys looking like they have taken their games forward even from last year, where they, you know, a few of them started quite well, is very encouraging, and the opportunities will be there for them at some stage, I'm sure.